Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a wonderfully wacky Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
What?
I'm ready for nice weather. It's been a long, tough winter. I'm ready for spring to begin.
Well, I would say take a flight south, but hold that thought. You might not want to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting, I think. Friends, we have an open line program today on what could be a gigantic day.
Could be.
This could be a huge day.
How about
day.
Is?
Now, we will, well, okay, that's the positive way of looking
okay.
at things. Okay, that's fine. I'm thinking of some other stuff, which we will share later. This could be I'm being serious. This could be a big day. All right? And we will get to that a little bit later on. All right? Open line program. So, again, if you want to chime in, we got plenty of things to chime in on. 814-954-7266. Now, weather-wise, at least we're a whole lot better than we were 24 hours ago, which, remember yesterday morning? Whew, what a mess. Temperatures here are supposed to get back into the 50s this weekend. No, not 60s. No, not mid-50s. Apparently low 50s. All right, it's going to be cool. But that storm yesterday, holy smokes. If anything, we got off easy yesterday. If you were following news and so on yesterday, that storm was a record-breaking storm in a bunch of different places. Says here, some spots in Michigan yesterday got 18 inches of snow. Whoa, that's a foot and a half. Parts of Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin got at least a foot of snow. If you know where the Smoky Mountains are, that's kind of down south, they got over 7 inches of snow. They got snow all the way to northern Georgia. All right, for this time of year, that is extremely unusual. And down in Florida, I was there 2 weeks ago. Glad I was there 2 weeks ago, not right now. It got down into the 30s in Florida.
What?
It was so bad. This is where you say,
how bad was it?
Okay, thank you. Iguanas in the trees down in central Florida were falling out of the trees because they were stunned and paralyzed by the cold.
Poor iguanas. Ladies and gentlemen, may we have a moment of silence for the iguanas.
No, they didn't. Hold on. No, they didn't die.
Oh, you don't know about... didn't hear about Juan.
Who?
Juan the iguana.
Juan? No.
A moment of silence, please. Rest in peace.
Okay. Wait a minute. No, the iguanas, again, are cold-blooded creatures, and it was so cold, they were stunned in the trees. They literally fell out of trees. If you do some web searching, I bet you'll find some, video evidence of this. Now, things are going to start to warm up today. I mean, already here, I think right now it's a good 10 degrees warmer than it was 24 hours ago. All right, so things are warming up. It's going to warm up in Florida. The iguanas are going to kind of wake up like, oh, what was that?
Except for Juan. He will never wake up again. We'll miss you, Juan.
Poor Juan. All right. It's not like there aren't a lot of other iguanas, like thousands and thousands of them down there. So anyway.
There was none quite like Juan. Okay. He was one of a kind.
You want to get your little guy in iguana to go along with that? What's it called? Axel whatever thing?
Juan is the loneliest name.
Okay. That's okay. We'll ring the bell. That's not bad.
Always Juan in our hearts.
Now, I tell you what, folks in rural areas, I assume you already know this, okay? But we are on serious deer alert for the rest of this month.
Well, I know that.
Okay. Oh, you do? All right, good. Some city-type folks may not quite understand. Hunting season for deer, like regular hunting season, isn't until the end of the month. And so November is that time where the deer are coming down off the hills. They're looking for something to eat. They get down. They get on roadways. Big-time roadkill month, unfortunately, is November. My drive to the studio this morning, at one point I look over like, whoa, here's a deer approaching the roadway. I'm like, no, you stay over there, please, okay? I saw three deer yesterday in the craziness. So watch out for deer for these next, I don't know, at least two weeks. Once hunting season starts, for the most part, the deer disappear. Poof. They're running for the hills at that particular point. But between now and then, they're coming down off the hills. Watch out for deer if you are out and about, all right, because they're plenty of them out there, and you don't need to go bashing up your vehicle because you ran into a deer, all right? So be careful of that. As I was driving this morning, at one point, again, I'm from Penns Valley. I'm looking over at a certain hillside, and I'm thinking, I wonder when our friends from Tussie Mountain are going to start snowmaking. I don't know. Would it be too soon to do that? Now, again, temperatures here are supposed to get back up into the low 50s this weekend. All right, maybe that's not great for snowmaking, but still, the overnight lows are supposed to be around freezing or maybe a little less. I just wonder when our Tussie Mountain friends are going to start those snow guns that they have there, you know, for to make their ski runs and sledding and all that sort of thing. We'll have to keep an eye on that. All right, now yesterday was Veterans Day. Hopefully you know that. If you are a veteran, once again, thank you for your service. The crazy weather was over by lunchtime yesterday. When I was driving home in the afternoon, I'm like, all right, everything's back to normal again. Hopefully, if you're a vet, you kind of got out yesterday. And I know a number of restaurants were doing like specials for veterans. You know, maybe you had a chance to, you know, take advantage of that. That's pretty cool. Came across this story yesterday, and I thought, hey, now this is cool. This is great. Apparently, there was a plane load of veterans that flew from Madison, Wisconsin, down to D.C. Veterans, it says here, are going all the way back to World War II, apparently. Now, that would be a rather old gentleman on that plane. Korean War, Vietnam War, some other, you know, things since then and so on. So this was like a tour group. And they flew from Wisconsin to D.C. I guess they were going to do a tour of some of the military monuments in Washington, which I've seen those, and they are amazing. They are incredible. So they land at Reagan National. I guess this was yesterday morning. They land at Reagan National, and before they get off the plane, somebody gets on the plane. The person who gets on the plane is President Barack Obama. He gets on the plane, and the veterans are like, oh, my gosh, that's Barack Obama. And he takes the microphone, you know, in the airplane, and obviously people are videoing this, recording this, and his quote, right, this is the quote from President Obama to these veterans yesterday. He says, as we approach Veterans Day, I just wanted to stop by and say thank you for your extraordinary service. To you, your family, the sacrifices that you all made to protect our country is something that will always be honored, and we are very grateful. And then Obama shook every veteran's hand as they got off the plane, and he gave, says here, he gave each one a presidential challenge coin. I'll be honest, I'm not familiar with this, but apparently it's some special coin that presidents give to people as a symbol of appreciation of service to the nation. That, okay, I'm going to ring the bell for that one, all right? Frankly, politically, Barack Obama and I don't agree on a whole lot. I'm sure there are a few things, but not many. That's pretty cool yesterday. That is amazing, all right? That's great. He didn't have to do that. He wanted to do that, so great. So kudos to President Obama. That's a really, really amazing thing that he did. All right, free plug for the Center Film Festival. All right, going on all this week until Sunday. Centerfilm.org is their website. Again, a ton more movies today. starting at 11:30, different venues, including the Roland over in Phillipsburg. Last night, I freed up my schedule, and I went to the big movie theater near Nittany Mall there, and I saw the movie Nuremberg, because I'm a history guy, and this was a very powerful movie. Big-name actors, Russell Crowe is in the movie, Rami Malek, I would say a relatively new big Hollywood star, he's in the movie. Michael Shannon's name you may not recognize, but I bet if you saw a picture of him, you'd say, oh, yeah, okay, I've seen that guy in movies. All right, very recognizable fellow. Just a great, great movie. Full house last night. For near as I can tell, all the seats were taken. And the coolest thing last night, the author of the book on which the movie is based was in attendance. And after the movie was over, he did a Q&A with the audience where people got to ask him questions about his research and his book and what he found out and what he was surprised about and how the movie was made and so on. That was amazing. That was pretty cool. A lot of Penn State students and I think even some high school students were in the room, and they had a chance to ask the author some questions. Just great. Our friend Pearl Gluck was there, and so this was just, watch out for that movie. If you get a chance to see it, yeah, it's a little deep, it's a little thick, it's a little ugly, all right, depending on your, you know, feelings and tendencies and so on. Nuremberg, of course, the Nuremberg trials after World War II, I mean, there are some pictures that are just ugly, just, So if that kind of thing affects you, okay. Other than that, the movie was amazing. It was a great, great movie. Academy Award? I don't know if it's even up for an Academy Award, but for me, I would vote for it. I think it's really great. All right. It's interesting what makes a controversy. What one of our favorite lines. Now, if you like social media, you've seen this over the last not quite a week now. Sydney Sweeney in her jeans. I can't believe this is still still a thing with some of you. All right, let me be harsh with some of you. So apparently last week, Sydney Sweeney, the actress, does an interview with GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly. Now, she wasn't talking with a gentleman. She was talking with a young woman, quote, reporter, unquote. And this woman, if you've seen this clip online, if not, you can search and find it. It's not hard to find. This young woman is trying whatever she can do to get Sydney Sweeney to apologize for these ads and this line, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, that could be G-E-N-E-S or G-E-A-N-S because it was a commercial for blue jeans. For goodness sakes, American Eagle blue jeans. At one point, this is a quote from the reporter. She's like, you know, why are you joking about genetic superiority? Now, you got to see this clip because Sydney Sweeney is giving this woman not the look of death, but just the look of, are you kidding? You're really asking me this? The look on her face is priceless. And then Sydney apparently essentially just comes out and, you know, this woman wants an apology. She wants an apology. And Sydney essentially says, no. No. I think her line is something like, if I have something to say, I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she said the reaction was a surprise. When I have an issue I want to speak about, people will hear.
There it is.
That's the quote.
And that was it. And that was the end of the answer. And the young woman's like, she didn't know her comeback wasn't very good. Folks, why, and again, I'm going to say, why are some of you still complaining about these, I think it was only a couple of TV ads for blue jeans? And again, we've got these national people like this young, quote, reporter, this young woman. She had her shot, and well, I'm going to make Sydney Sweeney apologize. And Sydney's like, no, I'm going to slap right back at you. No, I don't know. Either these folks are not very bright or they are just such ideologues that it rules their lives, or maybe they simply don't have a sense of humor. Maybe that's what it is. I mean, again, for folks that are maybe older, we've used this line forever, right? You see somebody who's maybe good looking or in great shape, and you say, boy, that person has great genes. You know, yeah. But we've been using that line forever.
If you go to Rec Hall or the Bryce Jordan Center, everywhere you go, people are like, that Byers has good genes. Right? I mean, you get used to it after a while.
You're not wearing blue jeans and this morning.
No, it's the G-E-N-E-S.
Oh,
and
that
they're like, oh, that Byers. Everywhere I go, people are like, dude, how'd you get such good genes? I'm like, I'm just very fortunate.
For goodness.
Again, some people are born as Brad Pitt's doppelganger. I happen to be one of those. Other people, you know, less. But I don't look down on people who are less good looking. That would be
really?
Yeah, that's okay. Not the right way to do it. Just be grateful for the amazing, unbelievable, breathtaking good looks that you have if you're in such a situation as I am in.
Ooh.
And you have those good looks. I'm just very blessed.
Yeah, it's getting deep in here. Okay.
So Sydney and I are, you know, we're on the same wavelength.
Really?
That's, we get used to that. What is amazing.
Okay.
The inability, and people on the right are the same way. Well, this person doesn't hold my political views, therefore I'm not going to listen to their music. I'm not going to watch their acting. Robert De Niro and I could not be, I think he is like literally a loon when it comes to politics. I also think he's really good actor. I think he's really funny and meet the parents. I can go watch those movies and enjoy them.
Well,
now you're supporting Robert De Niro. Okay. I'm fine if he makes a good living. I think he is way out in left field on the political front. I can separate the two. I can still enjoy him. I still think there's probably some good qualities even in his personal life that we would probably share. But more and more, and I think it's more so on the left, but again, there are people on the right. Well, I will never go see this person's movie because, and certainly again, freedom of choice. I'm not saying, by God, you have to go see if you disagree with. I think you are denying yourself an opportunity to perhaps enjoy some great experiences by not being willing to put aside your political views or somebody else's political views and recognize the talent or just again, man, that's a good song. I love listening to that song. Or boy, that is a really interesting book. That author really pulled me in. Yeah, that author has opposite political views. How can you? I don't know. I thought it was a good story. I liked it. It was interesting to me. But man, and apparently Sydney Sweeney and Zendaya, and it sounds like it's more Zendaya. And I think she's a terrific actress. I think she's really, really talented. But she is a big-time lefty. And apparently, if you believe reports, and I'm not sure how much I believe, the gossip reports, but it's been in several news sources now that there is a feud between the two. But the feud seems to be pretty much Zendaya saying, I will not go out and do pressers with Sydney Sweeney any longer because she has expressed support for Donald Trump and she refused to apologize for a racist ad.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And it's like, well, first of all, you truly have to be... I'm sorry, you're loony if you think that ad was racist. If you think the point of it was the whiteness of Sydney Sweeney, then you completely missed the point, and I think intentionally so. You have to be looking for opportunities to be offended. And this one, you're really bending over backwards to find a way to be offended. But apparently, again, and I guess they're both in, I haven't seen the, they're both in a series called Euphoria, And apparently, again, they were pals when this thing started. And then when Zendaya learned that Sydney Sweeney is a Trump supporter and openly expresses her support of the Republican Party. Well, that's it. I can't be friends and I can't be seen. And what was this? I just was reading this a little while ago. Let me just find. All right. It was NDTV. I don't even know what that is.
Notre Dame Television.
NDTV.com. It's an entertainment. This part is in the entertainment section. But the one quote just stands out to me. Zendaya has opposite views of Sydney Sweeney. She is allegedly refusing to do press calls for the third season of Euphoria with co-star Sweeney. The 29-year-old wrapped up shooting a few weeks ago. And then there is a source. I love that. A source writes in the Daily Mail, or is quoted in the Daily Mail, as saying, I love this. Quote, it's no wonder she's refusing to do it. It's a difficult position for Zendaya to be in because if she even stands next to Sydney on the red carpet, it can be read as her excusing Sydney's views on Trump and her refusal to apologize for the racist ad, unquote.
Oh, boy.
Now, first of all, that quote is just summarizes beautifully the problems that I'm going to say many on the left have these days, where standing next to somebody shows that you support all of their political views. I mean, can we think that through for just a second?
No, they're not thinking. That's it.
That is genuinely absurd. And the idea that you... Again, the quote is, if she stands next to Sydney, it can be read as her excusing Sydney's views, as though the views need to be excused, number one. Or you can't possibly have views different than mine unless you have a good excuse for it. Okay. But this is the world that some are living in. I think some of us, I hope to God, some of us can still separate. And again, I have been in positions where I've been surprised at somebody's political views, and I'm like, that's disappointing. Both personal and professional, finding out. And it's like, that's disappointing. I'm surprised. And then it's like, okay, I still enjoy their work, can still be friends with them, still like the Penn State football conversations we have, still like that they support the wrestling program, whatever it may be. Again, there are layers to all of us and all of these things. And the idea that we can't, I can't be seen in public with this person, because then other people will think that I am okay with their political view. Maybe you should be okay with their political views. No. I need to show that I condemn. You could publicly say, I completely disagree with Sydney Sweeney on politics. Okay. And then would you be allowed to go stand next to her? Or no, nope, because then somebody could see us standing next to each other, and it's like, good God. I mean, come on. That can't be where we actually, and again, this is one person, and it's an anonymous source, so I get all of that. Maybe this is all nonsense. Hopefully it is all nonsense. But I do know people. I personally know people that are like, yep, I won't be friends with somebody that supported this person or that person. Yeah. Again, you're free, obviously, to hang out or have conversations with who you want, but to have it solely be decided by political views.
Yeah.
But, again, there's this narrative out there, and this is part of the problem, is, well, if you support Trump, you're clearly a racist, misogynist, hateful person. And so if you buy into that, it's like, well, yeah, I don't want to be friends with hateful, racist, misogynistic people. I mean, that makes sense, except that 99% of the supporters aren't any of those things.
Yeah.
And you
don't buy
ought to be
it.
Able to figure that out if you're a thinking human being.
Don't buy into it.
But
all right, as we take a break, here's one statistic. Now, this is American Eagle Blue Jeans, these ads from the summertime. American Eagle is a publicly traded company. Their stock since this summer has gone up 38%.
That'll teach them. They will never make a racist ad again. Oh, wait a second.
38%.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're selling them in racist America. That's how Trump got elected. That explains it, Geezy.
No.
Oh, those racists in America going out to buy those jeans.
Folks, come on.
And this is what some people, honest to God,
believe. Yeah.
You plug and in your... And you just...
Somebody listening to our voices
right now. You genuinely
want
to reach out and help them. I mean, I like, really?
Okay. Let's take our break right here. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. All right, we'll take a break on our sports segment. Then we've got some open line time where you can chime in on jeans or, again, this could be an historic day. We'll see what happens, and I'll describe why a little bit later on. All right, take a break. We'll come back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It is our Wednesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's hump day. You celebrate as you see fit as we take a check of sports. Well, today marks the 1 month anniversary of the firing of James Franklin as head football coach at the Pennsylvania State University.
Okay.
What a month it has been.
Oh, yeah.
Penn State still pursuing a new head coach to replace James Franklin. Terry Smith in the interim is 0-3. Losses at Iowa and at Ohio State. And the heartbreaker this past Saturday against Indiana. The Nittany Lions looking to snap that six-game losing streak at Michigan State in what will be a 3:30 kickoff on Saturday afternoon. That game will be televised by CBS. Freddie DeLeon carried the Nittany Lions in the second half last night as the Penn State men's basketball team picked up an 80-71 win over Navy at the Bryce Jordan Center. Penn State had 38 points off the bench. That compared to just 6 for Navy. 5 Nittany Lions finishing in double figures. Caden Mingo had himself another big night. He had 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists in the Nittany Lions victory. Penn State now 3-0 on pace to finish the first undefeated basketball season in Penn State history. And if the Nittany Lions do remain unbeaten throughout the year, they will win the national championship, ladies and gentlemen. That is what they are on pace for. Ooh. Here through the first three games of the young season.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just stating the fact. Well, that's what they're on pace for.
If that happens, yeah, okay.
Penn State returns to action on Saturday as the Nittany Lions will face LaSalle in a 1 o'clock tip-off Saturday afternoon at Xfinity Mobile Center in Philadelphia. That is the home of the 76ers. They're an NBA team. Those Sixers, by the way, got a big win last night, holding off the Boston Celtics at Xfinity Mobile Arena, 102-100. Justin Edwards had 22 points. Tyrese Maxey added 21. And Andre Drummond pulled down 13 rebounds as the 76ers improved 2-7-4 on the season. More basketball news. An early tip today, less than 3 hours from right now, the Lady Lions will be taking on Coppin State in an 11:30 a.m. start at Rec Hall. That's early.
You want to explain why?
For a weekday. It's field trip day for the Lady Lions. Penn State off to a 2-0 start this season, while the Coppin State
Eagles
are 1-2. Well done. How about them Eagles? Penn State's Jonathan Evans has been named the Big Ten Men's Soccer Goalkeeper of the Week. Evans had 3 saves and posted the shutout in the Nittany Lions' scoreless draw with 10th-ranked Michigan in the season finale last Friday. The number 1-ranked Penn State wrestling team is gearing up for its season opener Friday night at the Bryce Jordan Center against Oklahoma. That meet will get underway at 6 p.m. on Friday. Penn State head coach Cale Sanderson and some select wrestlers met with the media yesterday. Sanderson indicating that Masa Ono, Braden Davis, and Tyler Kasak are likely to redshirt for the upcoming season. That means the expected lineup Friday night will have third-ranked Luke Lilidahl at 125 pounds, true freshman Marcus Blaze at 133, 11th-ranked Aaron Nagao at 141, top-ranked Shane Van Ness at 149, true freshman P.J. Duke at 157, top-ranked and returning national champion Mitchell Messenbrink at 165, top-ranked three-time All-American and former national champion Levi Haynes at 174, second-ranked Rocco Welsh at 184, redshirt freshman Connor Mirasola will be filling in at 197 for top-ranked Josh Barr, who is nursing an injury, and 11th-ranked Cole Mirasola will be at heavyweight. Friday's match will be the first of three at the Bryce Jordan Center in the upcoming season. Expectations seem to be pretty high, many believing this Penn State team could finish in the top 20 at the NCAA tournament at season 10.
Top 20.
Could have a couple of All-Americans on this roster.
Just a couple.
I'm going to, listen, mm-hmm. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say this team this year will have more than two All-Americans at the NCAA championship in Cleveland. Keep an eye on that. See if I'm not right at the end of the year.
Oh, boy.
The Philadelphia Flyers will be back in action tonight. The Flyers will host the Edmonton Oilers. Face-off for that contest is set for 7:30. The Pittsburgh Penguins will next play at Nashville on Friday afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock face-off. Apparently, it's field trip day for the Predators on Friday as well.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers will host the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at 1 p.m. I think it would be helpful if Aaron Rodgers has a better game than what he had this past weekend.
That'd be good.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
I think he could post better numbers against the Bengals than what he did this past weekend.
Yes.
Please, for the love of God, post better numbers.
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles will play on Sunday night as Philadelphia will host the Detroit Lions. That game will kick off at about 8:20, and we will have live coverage of that game for you right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. That's what you're listening to right now.
Right now,
if you're wondering,
don't move the dial.
What you accidentally stumbled into, that would be it. Today, after this little program, this is Let's Talk.
Yes.
Again, if you're just tuning in and wondering what you've gotten yourself into, after the program this morning, Dan Patrick will take over the airwaves from 10 to noon. Then the Pennsylvania Sports Network with Joe Lednoski will take the airwaves from noon to 2. It'll be Chris Buchanani from 2 to 3. Chris has had some really interesting stuff lately. Just great perspective on the Nittany Lions, coaching search, college football in general, the ever-changing nature of college athletics. The Keystone Kickoff Show, more good insight on Penn State football with Jim Galati, will run from 3 to 4, and then we'll have Fox Sports the rest of the day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a little something I like to call sports.
Do we have any update on our friend Jim Donahue? How's he doing?
Much better. He actually was on, did the show on Saturday. It was nice to hear him, and he, I think, acquitted himself very well, held up well for the 4-hour broadcast. I actually need to reach out. I'm hoping and guessing that we may be working back to a complete return here in the near future. Yeah, Jed has had quite the year with health issues. He's talked about it on air. He had his leg amputated, and there's just been a series of complications since. Jed, just one of the really good guys in the business, has been doing that show for decades, has been on the radio for more decades, and just really fun to be around, fun to talk to, has been a great friend over the years, and certainly wishing him the best in a full and speedy recovery from the latest trials and tribulations. But I'm speaking out of turn a little bit, but I'm hopeful that maybe as early as next week we could have Jed back kind of in his full normal capacity.
All right, that would be good.
It would.
Now, this Lady Lions game today is interesting. Field trip day, if you're like, what the heck is that? They put the word out to regional schools that if they want to load up a bus full of kids and bring them to the Jordan Center, essentially get the kids to school that day.
To rec hall.
Or I'm sorry, rec hall, right.
Yep.
I'm sorry, rec hall today, or yes. You know, fill up a busload of kids,
yep,
drive to State College, enjoy the game, 11:30, game should be over about 1:30, hopefully time for you to get back on your bus, get back to school for probably after school
dismissal.
All right. So it's just like, it's a fun day. I know the Altoona Curve have done this for years. Now they do it in like May, for their schedule, where they have like two or three early games where the baseball game starts at like 11 a.m. or something like that. Actually, it might be 10 a.m. I can't remember which. And there's lots of schools in there, you know, wearing school clothing and the whole nine yards. It's fun. Do you know of any other Penn State teams that do this? I'm blanking. I don't think anybody else does this. Any other Penn State teams?
Boy, that is a good question.
I can't think of any.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any. If somebody knows, I'm off the top of my head, I don't
this
recall other teams doing it, but I don't know for sure that isn't the case. Right. I'm not aware of it.
All right, now, Mr. Wrestling,
uh-huh,
were you surprised by any of the announcements yesterday? And I'm thinking especially about the red shirt guys.
A little bit, although I think when thinking it through, it makes sense. Again, with Braden Davis, he is moving up a weight class for a second time. And I think just having that red shirt available, I think he is a guy that will benefit from it, just making the adjustment to the weight class and just being able to take some time. This is my read on Braden Davis. I think he is as hard on himself, maybe harder on himself than anybody on the team. I think he needs to give himself a break. And I think maybe by just getting away from the self-imposed pressure of the dual meet competition in the season, I think it may help with his perspective. And just, again, let him grow a little bit as a wrestler, as a person, without being in that constant spotlight. Braden obviously is more than capable of going in there this year and doing great things. But I think with Aaron Nagao back and healthy, and I'll knock on the formica here that he stays healthy, because Aaron is a really special wrestler in his own right, and I'm really excited to see him kind of remind people of why folks were excited when he made the move from Minnesota to Penn State. And I just think he is a guy that kind of embodies the values of Penn State wrestling. And so that one, I think, makes sense. PJ Duke certainly is a phenom and is a college-ready talent. I think with Tyler Kasak, again, maybe a little more maturity that's come into play for him, and I think maybe getting the chance to develop his freestyle game a little more while PJ Duke just continues to roll through this remarkable year that he's in. I think either of those guys are capable of winning the national title this season. I think with Duke, the issue is that it is unlikely he'll be able to hold 157 moving forward. He seems to be built for a higher weight class, and I think in the near future that is likely what will occur. So if you start trying to figure out, and it's always dangerous trying to play this game, but it's what the coaches and wrestlers as well as the fans do, is, all right, this is where we project these guys going. I think when you look at it, I think Kasak would be looked at as kind of the long-term person at 157. I think that they believe P.J. Duke will grow and can redshirt then next season. That'll be a year where you have Mitchell Messenbrink going into his senior year at 165. Of course, Levi is in his senior year, Levi Haynes at 174 this season. So P.J. Duke reasonably could figure into the lineup at either 165 or 174 then in two seasons if you project Kasak at 157 for a couple of more years of his eligibility. And Ono, again, we've talked about it. I think it just makes sense to let him, again, he's from Japan, letting him get used to American life, life on a college campus in America, all of the cultural things, and it's a different style of wrestling. I mean, he has adapted very well. Again, do I think he could step in and compete immediately and be right there in the national championship hunt? For sure. I mean, he is just a remarkably talented young man, has just a great, engaging personality. And I think by giving him a year in that room, just getting acclimated to everything, it's just going to benefit him. And Penn State is in an extremely fortunate position where you can afford to redshirt all of these talented guys because you have wrestlers who are remarkably talented in their own right that can take advantage of the opportunity to compete this year. And there's several other guys that are redshirting that I think can figure very prominently in future lineups. William Hankel is a very special wrestler in the upper weights. Asher Cunningham is really coming into his own. I think he is a future star. And again, at some point, you're going to have some, well, you have it this year. I mean, Connor Mirasola will wrestle here Friday night, but when Josh Barr is back healthy, and I think that'll happen within the next, you know, month or so, I mean, Josh Barr is ranked number one, so you're going to have a guy that can be a high-placing All-American that will not be in the starting lineup. And again, up and down the weight classes, that's the case. When you have 30 spots on your roster and you have the name, image, and likeness money and the money coming in from the university via the Big Ten, I think it is more likely when you have a program like Penn State that you can keep at least some of those guys. Penn State's obviously hoping to keep them all, but I think a little easier to accept a backup role if you know you might have the opportunity, and you'll have some other opportunities with open tournaments and such. Again, a lot of these guys also have their eye on the future, where they want to be wrestling and freestyle for world championships, Olympic gold, all of those things, and they feel like this is the best place to allow them the best opportunity to realize those dreams as well. So we'll see how it all plays out over the future years, but I think for this season things are pretty well settled here for the Nittany Lions, again, barring injury with what they want to roll out for this season. And I think we have a pretty good idea now on what it's going to look like next year. And I think next year's team might be pretty decent as well.
An embarrassment of riches. I mean, holy mackerel, this team is good. And the hype, I mean, beware the hype.
Yep.
These guys have earned the hype, all right? Unlike some other situations, these guys have earned the hype. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's take a break here. Again, we got an open line program. Oh, plenty to talk about. Your calls, we're hoping to get those as well. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family member's needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line is open, 814-954-7266. I think I have solved the Penn State coaching search.
Oh, is that right?
Now, there's been a lot of people, you know, Brian Daboll, recently let go by the New York Giants. What an opportunity Penn State has there. To seize a head coach with experience in the National Football League. I say no. I say we go after somebody that has experience. We need experience, national championship winning experience, experience coaching in the Big Ten, experience coaching and winning against Big Ten schools. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best known names in all of college football, your next coach of the Nittany Lions, please welcome Lou Holtz. It just came to me last night as I was watching Penn State basketball. Out of nowhere, I'm like, wait a second. Nobody is even mentioning the obvious choice that is out there.
Really?
Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz.
A winner through and through.
Well,
experience unlike anybody else that Penn State is considering. And you wouldn't have to sign him to a long-term contract.
No, no.
I think he would go for like a three-year deal.
Well, Coach Holtz is still with us.
Yes.
He's not.
He's got that going for him.
He's not coaching right now.
Well, no, he's available. Oh, he could step right in.
He's retired.
Well, we can bring him out of retirement. And they were trying to bring Urban Meyer and Nick Saban out of retirement.
No.
Lou Holtz, ladies and gentlemen.
Lou Holtz. Okay. Well, I, reporters or social media, these
guys, I haven't seen this being reported anywhere else.
No, I'm shocked.
There's a lot of surmising going on out
surprise.
There. Under the radar.
Way under the radar.
Lou Holtz like speculation.
Underground.
That I am radar. Willing to get going here this morning.
I mean, I get a kick out of these. I'm not trying to poke fun, all right? Reporters and people on social media, well, here's my current ranking. I'm thinking, oh, for God's sakes. All right, whatever. Marcus Freeman, the Notre Dame coach, is allegedly back on the list. I'm thinking, he's doing fine at Notre Dame. Why would he want to leave? Mike Elko, the guy from Texas A&M. Why would Mike Elko?
He's third on my list.
Why?
Ryan Day is number one on my list.
Really? Ryan Day.
Kurt Cignetti is number two on my list.
Okay.
Mike Elko is number three on my list.
That's quite a list.
Caleb DeBoer would be number four on my list.
Really?
Kirby Smart, number five. They just happen to correspond with the current college football playoff rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Those head coaches and
those,
their
teams. Yeah, they'd all would be eager to leave where they are and come here.
Well, it's Penn State. We are Penn State,
well,
Scott.
We are. That's true.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, why would Mike Elko want to leave Texas A&M? They're third. They're undefeated. They're pretty much in the playoff. Why would he want to leave? Plus, A&M's got lots and lots of money. All right, where's our friend Joe Bastardi? He's a big Aggie guy, right? Texas A&M
he
guy?
Is.
All right, yes, he is. He's got connections down there. Why would he want to leave? So I see some of these listings. I just shake my head like, really? That would be stunning if that would actually occur. I don't think so. I don't think so. So, folks, if you have a thought, all right, if you're backing the Lou Holtz theory, give us a call and tell us why.
Going in under the radar.
Yes, like underground radar. Okay.
Exclusive.
Yes.
List-making here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You will hear this nowhere else. 814-954-7266.
I also think they ought to go after Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni, Mike Tomlin.
Really? Well, I saw
Mike Vrabel.
Somebody made some comment that the next coach for the New York Giants should be Mike Tomlin. I'm like, Mike Tomlin has a job, okay? He's going to leave the Pittsburgh Steelers to go coach the New York Giants? Really? And somebody apparently did this with a straight, I can't remember who, did this with a straight face yesterday. You know, made a comment on some talk show or some such thing. Mike Tomlin to the New York Giants. Like, really? Okay, if that's what you think. Whew, you might want to lay off the sauce there, but anyway. 814-954-7266. If you think you've got a prediction, all right, by all means, you know, call in. We'd love that.
You can get really good odds on Lou Holtz. I just looked it up in Vegas. I mean, you could win big if Lou's named.
Oh my gosh, you
the
could
next head coach at Penn State.
You could retire if that would actually happen. Holy smokes! Anyway, all right. Could this be a momentous day?
Well, yes, it could.
And besides the Lou Holtz revelation, all right, that's momentous. That is,
for sure,
in a wrong direction, but that's momentous. Are we about to finally have a new state budget? Oh, finally, maybe today. Oh, my gosh. All right. Apparently, the parts are actually moving down in Harrisburg for the first time since who knows when.
Budgets are just passing all over the place.
Yeah,
suddenly.
How about that? This could be budget day. All right, so let's talk about budgets.
All right.
All right, let's have some fun, if perverse fun.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Harrisburg, allegedly they may have a compromise deal. Woo-hoo, took them long enough. According to a story last night, the deal is $50.1 billion for this year's state budget. Again, they were supposed to have this done back in the summertime. If that is true, if that's the case, it would be a 4.7% increase over last year's budget. Okay, that's not too bad, I guess. Governor Josh Shapiro's original proposal was $51.5 billion. Republicans didn't want to go anywhere near that. And so this $50.1 billion figure would be a compromise. And so now, you know, follow your news today. See if there's some action on this today. State Senate, of course, controlled by Republicans. State House, again, only by one vote, controlled by Democrats. Can these two sides finally, you know, if you will, meet in the middle? One story I saw says that, again, 4.7% increase over last year. The bulk of that increase goes to just two things. All right, this isn't some crazy stuff. The bulk of that increase goes to just two things. One is Medicaid. Remember, the state governs that. All right, healthcare. Here we go. This could be a regular theme. Healthcare costs. All right, whoop, like up toward the stratosphere or something. Medicaid issues. And, of course, the other one is K-12 education, money for schools. So ever since the state Supreme Court had that ruling that, you know, public schools in the state are undervalued or underpaid or whatever, the state needs to start kicking in more money, way more money. Okay, well, there's the two things, I guess, that have been the hang-up, Medicaid and K-12 education money. So watch your news today, see what happens, okay? Probably not today, but apparently this is coming quickly. Because the powers that be realize this has dragged on way too long. Holy moly. All right, let's stick with budgets.
All right.
All right. I don't live in State College Borough. I live in Penns Valley. Scott here. That's where I live. This has gotten big coverage over the last few days. State College Borough has a new budget plan for 2026, which, again, when I first saw this, my initial thought was, seriously? Really? 35% tax increase. How much? It's like, what? 35% tax increase. Now, Center Daily Times has had a story. StateCollege.com has had a story. I don't know, maybe TV stations, whatever, have had stories. This got released on Friday, so it's been a few days. You know, the one story talks about, well, if your home is worth this much money, you'll be paying this much extra with a 35% tax increase. Ugh. Ooh. Oh. I've got one comment here. This is a status quo budget. So, in other words, no big changes. Apparently, no new positions added. For some reason, the borough just needs 35% more tax money. Now you're thinking, what? I mean, if I were a State College Borough resident, that would have been my initial reaction after I picked myself up off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is this for? Well, according to at least one story, it primarily goes to three things. All right. One is just inflation. All right. Well, that makes sense. All right. Inflation happens every year. All right. I get it. The inflation rate right now is somewhere around 3%. Not 35%, 3%. All right. The second thing listed here, employee wage increases. Now, folks, I'm an outsider looking in. All right. I don't live in the borough. I live somewhere else. I want to know, if I'm a borough resident, I want to know what these employee wage increases are. I bet they're not 3%. I would take a wild guess on that one. It's probably way, this is a, I'm surmising, all right, way more than 3%. Now, if I'm a borough resident, I'm saying, okay, why? What and why? And now the stories I've seen didn't have that information, the what and the why. It just says employee wage increases. Okay, well, I get it. Wage increase. How much? Everybody? Only certain people? Where's that coming from? And then the third one, here we go again. A projected 9.1% increase in group health insurance. There's health again. All right. Now, again, the inflation rate is 3% right now. This would be a 9% increase in health insurance. Why? Why is that happening? Now, before you just throw up your hands, well, it just is. If I'm a borough resident, I'm like, no, I want some answers on this. If you want to jack up my taxes 35%, I want firm answers before this ever gets passed. Now, I'll be very curious. Again, I'm not a borough person. I live outside, live in the country. I want to see reactions from borough residents like, okay, we're fine with this.
I think everybody would be pretty excited, pretty happy about it.
Really?
I would think.
Okay, now you're a township resident, all right? You're not a borough resident. I guess I can't say that I follow State College Borough Council closely. I don't. All right, I do through the media. I don't live there. 35% tax increase, like, and this is to get a structurally balanced budget. Well, okay, you want a balanced budget. Everybody should say, yeah, okay, we don't want to run deficits like a certain bunch in D.C. do every year. We don't want that. But still, it's like, how did this budget get so far off kilter that they need a 35% tax increase? Whew, holy mackerel, that's, that's stunning. Now, if you're a borough resident, we're going to take a break in a moment because we need to. If you're a borough resident, love for you to call in, all right, and express your views. Maybe you're perfectly happy with this. Some people must be because they put it in. Yep, we need a 35% tax increase. Otherwise, the powers that be would have said, hey, we got to find a way to carve this down. Nope, they're going with it. 35% tax increase. If you're a borough resident, how do you feel about that? Are you fine with that? Or if you're like, wait a minute, I am not fine with that. Holy smokes. Let's see, what is this story? I'm taking this from a story. If you are, and granted, the price of a home anymore is getting ready crazy. It says here, if somebody in the borough owns a $500,000 home, and there's a few of those, their tax increase for the new year would be upwards of $700 more money. That's a lot of money. Don't you want some answers on why? I would. If I were a borough resident, I'd be at it in the next meeting. Like, you guys want to explain, thoroughly explain where the heck this money is going? Anyway. All right. So let's take a break. Again, and now we got what's going to happen down in Washington today. Oh, this could be a lot of fun. We got some more numbers to share with you on this one. All right, folks, this could be an historic day. It really could. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. Oh, more fun when we come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there, stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State Knowledge. It's Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Yes? What? You look like you're going to say something.
The International Olympic Committee has officially, formally revoked the right of transgender athletes to participate in the Olympic Games. They have looked at a study. Now, if you're driving a vehicle, you may want to pull off to the side of the road here just for a moment. If you're at the stove, maybe back away from hot objects. Sit down for a moment. The study, all right, sit down, get a hold of yourself.
Okay, I'm seated. Yeah, and
the study suggests there may be physical advantages to people who are born male, particularly when it comes to strength and speed. This apparently stunned the officials at the International Olympic Committee, and they have decided they now need to take action. Now, that is the story they are putting out. The IOC is putting out that they have read this study and now they feel like because of the physical advantage that is acknowledged now in this report that they cannot allow folks who are born male to compete in female sports. They seem to think there could be a competitive advantage there unfairly for the male athlete. That, again, is the story that the International Olympic Committee is going with. However, the Babylon Bee is reporting this morning that the IOC formally revoked the right of transgender athletes to participate in sporting events of the gender they identify with after watching an old episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. IOC President Kirsty Coventry said, quote, "This is totally new information for us. I learned recently that boys are boys from the beginning and girls are girls right from the start. Apparently, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine." Unquote. Who knew? Coventry added later.
Okay.
So whatever story you want to believe this morning, the IOC has made its ruling moving forward.
The Babylon Bee is a satirical website. All right. Sometimes I see their stuff.
Sometimes the best humor has a pretty significant grain of truth in it.
Oh, boy. How do I respond? That's like a hand grenade.
I don't need to respond.
I mean, folks, I know some of you are just so wound up over things like this. And maybe a little too wound up, maybe. The rest of us can common sense our way through life. And it's obvious to virtually everybody that male physicality has advantages with sports on female physicality, strength, speed, size, all that sort of thing. The male body just is different from the female body. We all know this. We've known it. And because someone is, and folks, again, I don't understand transgender. I don't get it. All right. Maybe I'm just old. I don't get it. But someone who is born a guy, even if they now claim they're a gal and they're taking, I don't know, what is it, estrogen or whatever that is, it doesn't matter. You still have the male build, the male size, speed, you know, all those sports attributes. You have them. You just don't give them up because I'm a girl now. You don't. I mean, put the ideology aside here a little bit. Right? Just put it aside. Find a way to put it aside and just have common sense, you know, your glasses on. And it's true. And so, if it's the Olympics or if it's high school, now it wouldn't be at high school. It's because it's a numbers thing. Male sports, female sports, transgender sports. You have three levels. All right? Boom, boom, boom. Then this argument goes away. Now, it wouldn't go away because there are so few transgender athletes, relatively speaking. You know? And it's interesting. You never hear this argument when it goes the other way. When you have a gal who now claims that I'm a guy now, and taking, I don't know, testosterone or whatever, you never hear those stories, do you? Why? Because the gal/guy still has a gal body and can't compete sports-wise with the guys. Just can't. Try their best, but you never hear or see these stories, do you? No. Never goes that direction. It's going the other way. Now, again, some of these sports bodies are starting to, I don't know, wake up to this. Like, yeah, this isn't fair to the female athletes, that, you know, biological female, whatever the fancy term is. All right. We all know this. Now, I know transgender folks are people, okay? We've mentioned this here before, and it's a thorny issue, and you don't want to just throw somebody out. You never want to do that stuff. But the opposite of that doesn't work either. It just doesn't. I mean, goodness, high school, there's these stories about volleyball players and track athletes and softball players. I'm thinking female sports and so on, where you got this transgender person suddenly shows up. I mean, swimming, you know, that Leah Thomas, the Penn, this is what got this whole thing started. I mean, I still remember the picture of Leah Thomas, who was a guy who now identifies as a gal, towering over the other female competitors. I'm just looking at this like, okay, there's something wrong here. This can't be fair.
You think that's wrong. You should have checked out the boxing at the
Olympic boxing. I remember the story of, where was she from? She was from a Italy, European country. I can't remember which one. Hungary? I can't remember the country. But going up against the eventual transgender Olympic champion, and this person just laid some blows on this female boxer, and she pretty much just said, I'm done. I can't compete with this. I'm done. And then lots of complaints about, okay, that's a guy. That's not a gal. That's a guy. Got a guy's body. I can't compete with this, I quit. And that got a lot of publicity whenever that was, a year or two ago, whenever that was. And so, I mean, it's thorny, touchy issues. You don't want to just, you know, like throw people aside. I would hope now some people being who they are, you don't care about that stuff. I do. Transgender folks are folks. They're people. You don't want to just throw them aside. But on the other side of the coin, this isn't fair. And everybody can see it. So when are some people going to start to somehow do something about it? Well, amazingly, recently, some of these sports federations are starting to say, yeah, we're starting to see it now. Now, where's this going to go? Again, somebody's listening to me right now. You're furious that, you know, we're talking about this and bringing it up.
We actually have received word this morning here at the studio that with your comments this morning, the planned scheduled event where you and Megan Rapinoe were going to welcome the World Cup has been canceled.
What?
Megan Rapinoe will not be seen in a promotional event standing next to you, Mr. Geese.
I love Megan Rapinoe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know, she was arguably one of the best U.S. women's national soccer team players ever. Phenomenal player. All right. She's great on the field. Now, she's very strongly ideological. All right. And she's not afraid to state her opinion. Okay. Fine. That's fine. If I put Megan, now this is interesting. All right. And this is true. If you really think about this, okay. The U.S. women's national team, I'm a big fan. I mean, they won World Cups. They've won Olympic gold medals. I mean, they're awesome. They're great, and they're continuing to be great. The U.S. men's national team, not so great. All right? These are guys who sometimes, I swear, they can't get out of their own way. They're definitely not on the level of like an Argentina or an England or a France or a Brazil or a lot of the other top men's teams. They just aren't. I don't know why. We got plenty of people. We just can't seem to develop, you know, men's soccer at that top, top, top level. Christian Pulisic, who's from Hershey, I mean, he's great. There are some other good players. Other than that, our guys, our U.S. guys just don't stack up. Now, if I put Megan Rapinoe, one of the greatest women's players, I think, ever, if I put her on the U.S. men's team, she's probably coming off the bench, if that, because she wouldn't be able to keep up with the guys. All right, she just wouldn't. I mean, here a quick example. All right, I was honored to be the announcer Friday night for Penn State men's soccer, their final game of the season. And now I've never announced a women's game here. That would be fun. I'd enjoy doing that. But I've seen them, watched them. Okay. If I put, you know, I mean, the Penn State women, actually, their season, I don't want to call it disappointing, but they had high hopes at the beginning. They're in the NCAA tournament. Great. I am pulling for them all the way.
See how this thing finishes.
All the way. Okay. The Penn State men had a below 500 record. They're done. They're not going anywhere. If I put the Penn State men on the field with the Penn State women, the Penn State men probably win, I'm going to say, at least 4-1. All right? Because of size, because of speed, because of strength. It's not like the Penn State women wouldn't be trying. It's just that they physically would be outmatched. And, you know, I'm watching this game Friday night. I'm up in the press box. And, you know, I'm watching, you know, Penn State play Michigan. And I'm watching, you know, the play going back and forth. I mean, some of these guys for both teams, they get the ball. They're flying down the field, all right, you know, trying to go in on goal and so on. And I'm just, at one point, I was actually thinking about the Penn State women's team. I'm like, they could not keep up with that guy. There's just no way that any of the Penn State women's players could probably keep up with that guy, probably that guy over there. This guy, this couple of guys are really tall, like really big players, male players. No way the Penn State women would ever be able to keep up with them. Common sense, right? Now, again, I feel for the, you know, transgender, I really do feel, but common sense says this isn't working and something needs to change. Now, we're starting to see those changes. with national or international organizations. We're starting to see. Now, of course, as soon as they announce it, oh, haters, you know, all the terms come out. No, it's just no. Common sense still counts for something. It needs to count for something. This isn't working. We need something different. Now, again, a third, transgender sports, there it would be. The problem, of course, with that, there are so few numbers of these folks. Now, the argument is, well, there's so few numbers, just let them play. No, no, still, no, still not fair. All right? It just, the physicality is different. And we simply can't allow this to continue. Now, we're going to take a break here. Folks, if you feel differently, we will give you the floor. 814-954-7266. You can make your case. I'm guessing, maybe I'll be surprised and we'll get a call when we come back from our break. But I think most of us, even those ardent supporters down deep, it's like, yeah, we kind of know that. Now, does that mean, again, haters? No, it doesn't mean any of that. It means fairness. You know, for female athletes, it simply means fairness. We would never allow men, if you will, whatever term you want to use, to get on women's teams. We would never allow that, would we? No, absolutely not. Well, this is this, I don't know, gray zone or whatever, but it really isn't a gray zone when you think about it. Come on, tell me I'm wrong. 814-954-7266. We're going to take a break right here. All right, come on, we're in a college town. I know some people feel very strongly about this. I know it. Well, here's your opportunity to call in, make your case. We'll give you the floor. Okay? Also, when we come back, will the U.S. House finally end the shutdown today? Oh, I got a couple of numbers and some other things to share there. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're going in deep today, deep subjects. We'll do more of that right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get going with 98.7 The Fox.
Wednesday morning edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the big show this morning. 814-954-7266.
Folks, we love a good, robust debate. And unfortunately, I think in this day and age, we don't do much of that anymore, do we?
No, not too much.
We really don't. You know, the cable news shows, the talking head shows, a lot of that is not good, robust debate. Now, occasionally it is, where you've got two folks on the opposite sides of an argument, and they kind of go back and forth and back and forth, and both, you know, hopefully both make salient points, good points. No, it's more shouting, name-calling. Folks, I don't get into that stuff. No. All right.
Well, here is part of the problem. I'm just looking at a friend's social media post, and it's from the Democratic Coalition, the little meme picture that's put together and stars at the top of it. And here is the truth, says the top of the picture. And then underneath, Trump's supporters don't measure his success by what he does for them. They measure by what he does against people they don't like. That's why they see him as being successful. This is why they will never abandon him. His tormenting of the others sustains them. And
that's up there with Sidney Sweeney as good genes.
Yes, and the person who posted this is a, they are, they're an intelligent person. I mean, this is idiotic, but they are intelligent. And they write underneath, truth. It's like, well, no, not truth. Like, have you talked to any of the Trump supporters? Well, no. I've decided that these memes will be how I interpret what their views memes are. Okay. But just to your point, like, if you talk to Trump supporters, I don't think there's one of them that would, yes, man, as long as Trump keeps ruining the lives of people I don't like, I'm going to keep supporting. No, come on. And I maybe she honestly believes that maybe there are, and if that is the case, again, big part of the problem with why we're in this divisive world that we seem to be living in here in the dear old U.S. of A. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, fellas.
Howdy.
Good morning.
How are we?
I'm doing pretty well, all things considered, on a Wednesday. Not happy. You know, I'm ready for spring to break, but
I hear you.
You've got a long way,
bud. It's been a long, rough winter for me, but I'm
it's November.
I think we're going to get on the other side of it here momentarily. Okay, yeah. So got that to look forward to.
Go ahead, caller. What you got? Sure.
Well, I wanted to agree, you know, all this divisiveness over politics and taxes and budgets and all this, you know, it's obviously absurd. But we are coming up on a very important time of year when we can truly figure out where loyalties lie and who we should and shouldn't associate with. And unsurprisingly, I had this conversation with my wife last night. At Thanksgiving dinner, if my cranberry sauce shows up on my plate and doesn't look like the can it came in, we're going to have a big problem. I'll let you guys discuss. Thank you.
Yeah, see, this is you're going to get me in trouble. I am not. Now, I am very tolerant of those of you that have the poor judgment to enjoy the cranberry sauce. I don't want cranberries on my plate.
I'm not a big fan.
It's not on my plate. But I'm actually very tolerant of others. And you're right to make the decision for yourself. But don't try to force the cranberries on me. I don't like the cranberries.
We have it on our table, and some members of my family do like cranberries.
Yeah,
like,
it's the same in my family.
I just say, here you go. I pass them the plate.
I appreciate the phone call, by the way. That is a hot take on this Wednesday edition of Let's Talk.
Okay, anyway.
And yes, I will say there are... I think there are folks that are dedicated to the canned cranberries, and yeah, you just got you roll them out. That's the way you do it. I do. There are certain ways that certain things need to be prepared, and that you get accustomed to seeing on your plate at particular times of the year. That I understand. I want to get into now we're getting into serious conversation, because we can have some food discussions, and I want to bring up another one after we take this call. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
I'm with you guys on this, Jeff and Scott, but to a point, I'm sort of like, I don't eat anything that looks like a liver.
I think that's not an unreasonable take.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
But I will say this, and it took me a while to come around to this, but I was of the same thing back in the day when my grandmother put it on your plate. There was no question you were going to eat it or you were going to die.
Yeah.
But having said that, here's something for you to try, Jeff, if you have not. Have you ever had the cranberry relish?
Cranberry relish.
I think it has orange in it. You know, it's got a mixture of stuff. It's not, it doesn't look like, Jell-O. It's actually like a relish, but I want to tell you what, first of all, we all know we like sweet stuff, and it's moderately sweet, and man, I'm telling you, if you try it and you like it, you'll just eat the whole container.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so this is where I will admit to being the odd one out. I have tried that. There is something weird about my makeup where I love fruit. I really do. I will eat oranges and berries and apples, and you put any fruit or vegetable. Some of those might have been vegetables. I am a huge fruit and vegetable fan. I do not like... I like my fruit to be just fruit. I like my beer to be just beer. I don't like the fruity beer, and there are notable exceptions. I will admit, I people have forced me. Ironhead, I know you don't like the fruity beers, but you got to try this. I got to acknowledge that one's not that bad. Still not something I'm going to seek out. But also, I don't like fruit in other stuff, generally speaking. Like the Jell-Os, you mentioned the Jell-Os, and the relish, I hear what you're saying, and probably taste-wise, there's something about the texture or something. I don't like the oranges or the pears in Jell-O. I like that. That's not... I like the pears. I like the Jell-O. I don't like them being all thrown together. Yeah. It throws me off. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a weird thing that I have.
My issue with texture is bananas. Now, I can cut a banana, put it in my Cheerios, and eat it, and I'm fine. But I cannot peel and eat a banana. It's the texture.
Understood. I like the bananas, just the bananas, but I understand where you're coming from. We appreciate the call.
Thanks for your call.
Move on here and get into other hot food takes.
Yeah, how'd we stray into this one?
On this Wednesday morning. Well, I mean, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
2 weeks.
We do need to be properly prepared for Thanksgiving dinner. And just a little recommendation from your old pal Ironhead here. Don't do the political discussions during Thanksgiving.
Just eat. Family
just
memories.
Have
or something.
Fun.
Yeah.
Rag on your relatives that are not fans of the right teams. That's fair game. But just... Especially if you know it's somebody that has opposing political view, just don't. It's not worth the discussion. Just my suggestion.
All right.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning. This is Fruitcake Chuck.
Oh, see, Chuck. I knew. As soon as we started this, I'm like, I even wrote a little note here. I'm like, Chucko will be calling, and the fruitcake discussion will start back up.
I'm not going to go with the fruitcake this morning. I am going to go with something that Scott Gitchigumi was talking about on Monday about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes, the big ship.
And no, it's not a big ship. It wasn't a big ship. The Great Lake freighters aren't like an ocean liner.
Right.
Plus, they can't get through the Sioux Locks, which are up through there, through in northern Michigan, is Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, there are the locks. And all of those boats that are in the Great Lakes or Lake Superior are just long and very narrow boats. And that boat split not quite in half, but that split in like a one-third, two-thirds when you found it in the bottom of the sea. But it is pretty great. It was like 700 feet long, but it's only 70 feet wide. So, yeah. But it's not a big ship. But anyway,
well, for the great thing. Okay, hold on. For the Great Lakes, it's a big ship.
Yes.
Okay.
And the largest, the largest ones that they have are 1,000 feet long.
Ooh.
And 100 feet wide, because they. The locks can only hold something that's like 120 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like a big hot dog boat. And I think they think that boat was on top of two waves.
It always comes back to food.
Another thing, I had that hockey phenom again in my Uber this morning.
Mr. McKenna, yes.
Yes, and I know when he was interviewed with his father when he first came to say he wanted great competition, and that's one of the reasons he wanted to play in college, because there's some great competition, and he's got exactly what he wants. But on the bigger question of talking to Penn State athletes, anytime you meet a Penn State athlete, they train them to be overly nice, or even the coaches. And that's one good thing about Penn State athletes. If you meet them, they're always very respectful, and I like that about meeting any of the athletes. And that's all I've got today.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the exception of that role, obviously, is Levi Haynes. Everybody who meets wrestler Levi Haynes, just what a jerk. He just comes across, no time for anybody. He never offers a smile, never congratulates anybody for their successes. But, yeah, generally speaking, you're right. And if you've never met Levi, human being you will not find on the planet. He is the most generous, kind, outgoing individual you'll ever meet. So I'm saying that in jest.
Thank you.
Just in case the AI out there was not picking up the sarcasm expressed this morning. And going back to the Edmund Fitzgerald, the interesting thing is, it did get at least the pictures of the Loch Ness Monster right before it crashed, and it
did lead
the way for the Santa Maria to make its way through the waters before it hit Plymouth Rock, which was the famous iceberg that ultimately sank, then the Nina as well. I think I have that.
Okay,
story,
we've got to take a break. This is Scott the History Guy, and I'm horrified.
I think.
Totally horrified.
And that's why to this day, Lake Superior is known as the Magellan Straits.
Okay. All right. Concussion protocol is time. We're going to take a break here. We have one more segment. Yes, we're going to talk about the House and this vote and breaking news this morning.
Oh, breaking news.
Which makes me...
Let's see if we can fix that.
Angry. Ooh. And I'm being sincere when I say this. If you're not following news here just in the last, hour, stay tuned. My thought is they're at it again.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. All right, we're going to navigate the straits, what, whatever. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News and World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Pass the mashed potatoes there, would you? We continue with our Wednesday morning edition of Let's Talk as we get ready for the Thanksgiving meal sans cranberry sauce on my plate. different people have different. What's your view, Mr. Geezy, on the mixing of different foods on the plate? Like, are you bite of corn?
I don't mix. Everything has its place on the plate. Mom would say, of course, a lot of moms would say, well, when you eat it, it all ends up in the same place.
That is correct.
Okay. So do I have a problem mixing maybe
digest it all ends up in the same place.
Well,
just saying.
Yeah, my septic tank, which I just cleaned out this week at home.
There
boy, was
go.
That fun. Ooh.
That sounds like a blast.
Before the snow showed up, thankfully. Mm-hmm. Holy mackerel. That's another story we'll leave for another time.
All righty then.
Apparently, food talk works for us. I mean, hopefully, folks, you know, we're on the air, of course. We also stream 987thefox.info. Look for the buttons. There's a bunch of them where you can listen to us on your phone and so on, anywhere on the planet, essentially. And we just hit a number. We have a computer here in our studio where we are able to keep track of how many times, you know, how many people are listening online right now. I'm doing a quick check. Yeah. That's the highest number I've ever seen.
Well, wait till you hear this comment. Uh-oh. And then watch it take off.
Wow.
So the perfect bite, right, is you get your fork. You got to get the spoon and the fork both ready. You get the fork. You get a nice big hunk of turkey. And then quickly, you follow it up with a spoonful of the mashed potatoes with your gravy. the corn and a little stuffing. And you throw it all in there together, and then you sit back and you enjoy your little slice of heaven.
Okay.
Right here on planet Earth.
All right.
And then you get to do that over and over and over.
As much as you want to fill your plate, I suppose.
It is a wonderful thing.
Wonderful. Okay.
Football on in the background. Just.
Well, you don't get
a perfect day. Thanksgiving really is the perfect holiday where you're allowed to watch football. In fact, it's darn near a requirement. If you're an American, if you're truly an American, you got the TV on in the background, you're eating it up. Now, I do want to, how do you do the turkey? Are you doing the traditional, the roasting the turkey? Because I will say, the deep fried, we don't do
No.
Primarily because...
In the oven.
I feel like I'm going to be the one that explodes... house.
That'd be bad.
I don't trust me. And I don't think everybody else seems completely, and I'm completely okay with the roasted turkey myself. But I have had the deep fried turkey, and it is pretty darn tasty. Of course, deep fried anything. Let's be honest.
Deep fried.
I mean, you can deep fry just about anything.
Deep fried Oreos.
And it's like, yeah, you know what? That's actually, you deep fry cranberry sauce, and I'm probably going to be okay with the cranberry sauce being on my plate. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. I'll have to look up.
Deep fried pumpkin pie.
I'll have to do some research on a recipe for that one. So, anyway. All right. What the heck? Our final few minutes here. Let's get serious, all right? Now, I know some of you are really serious about cranberry sauce. All right, that's fine.
Very.
If you're a longtime listener of the show, thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Yeah.
You've heard me use the term political animals. I am not fans. I'm not a fan of political animals. These are the people that everything in life is political, and all that matters is winning elections and destroying the other side. And somebody listening to my voice right now, you are a political animal. And I feel for you. I feel sorry maybe for you. And being sincere. All right. But they're out there. They're especially in places like Harrisburg. They're absolutely in places like Washington. So we've got this. Apparently, it's going to happen today. House vote to end the federal government shutdown. Now, allegedly, that could happen this afternoon, could happen tonight. And if the House passes, then it goes to Donald Trump, and he signs it. And then it won't be immediate, but the shutdown will be over. It'll take some time to kind of gear things back up again and so on. So it won't be snap your fingers done. But it'll be over, okay? It'll be over.
I thought after it passed the House, it went to the apartment, and then to the duplexes, and then we eventually get all
of the
living
quarters. Well, it goes to the White House.
See?
The White House.
So that seems a little racist.
You were oh, please, let's not go down that road. Tentatively, local Congressman Glenn Thompson is going to join us on Friday. Now, that's if they actually have this vote. And it passes, all right? And I set this up a couple of days ago, and he's like, you know, if things, you know, don't go that way, I get it. I understand. We'll try, you know, next week or something like that. But tentatively, we have him scheduled for Friday. It's a simple majority vote. And the question today really is, will all Republicans get on board for this thing, vote yes, and then it moves on? There are some so-called moderate Republicans. They've got this argument, they got this argument, they got that argument, and they may not necessarily go with things. Allegedly, they've got the votes to do this. Democrats will probably all vote in bloc against. In the Senate, yeah, these people that finally kind of peeled off, like, okay, we got to end this, so I'm voting the other way. Could there be some House Dems that do that? Maybe. Not expected. All right? Not expected. So watch out for this today. But here we go. Breaking news. I hate that term. I really do. breaking news. And the idea is to grab your attention.
It's never easy to put that news back together.
Yeah,
once it breaks.
I mean, it is broken. A release this morning, Jeffrey Epstein is back on the front. Oh, boy, here we go. Allegedly some emails alleging from Jeffrey Epstein, alleging that Donald Trump knew things back in the day, and these are the emails to prove it. All right, and so New York Times has breaking news this morning. CNN, I don't check MSNBC, but I know this is their lead story right now. Okay, it is. Because it's like, oh, there are your allegations. Oh, my gosh. Okay, a couple of thoughts. First off, here's the thing that jumped out at me. Over the last half hour, during our breaks especially, I'm scanning things here and so on, and I'm like, okay, where did this story come from? Well, House Democrats in Washington released this information this morning.
I am shocked.
Now, I would bet money, and I don't do that. I would bet money this information didn't suddenly show up this morning or last night. All right? These are emails, Jeffrey Epstein emails. They probably have had them, whatever they are, and let's investigate. Okay, all that stuff. I'm sure they've had this stuff for a while, probably a while. And suddenly this morning, on the eve of this very historic vote that the House is supposed to take later today or tonight, bam, this story shows up. House Democrats released emails. I'm thinking, why didn't House Democrats like release these emails like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, before the shutdown happened? Why didn't they release? I know they had them. All right, common sense again. They didn't suddenly come out of nowhere at 3 a.m. this morning. No, they've had this stuff, whatever it is. But now this morning, House Democrats, oh my gosh, this is outrageous. You know, depending on the leaning of your news outlet, okay, right? We all know this stuff. You've got your eyes open at all. We all know this stuff. But now House Democrats release. Now, you know, the fancy term is October surprise. Now, that's about presidential elections going back to, oh, my gosh, Ronald Reagan or something. The October surprise shows up right before the election takes place. All right, and we seemingly have had those in almost every presidential cycle. Some bombshell report. I hate that term, too. Bombshell report. Okay. So they're having this vote to finally end the shutdown today, and now this story hits. Well, one, is the story legit? I mean, so many things about Donald Trump, they get investigated, it's like nothing burger. It's like nothing here. All right, this is exaggerated. Now, I don't know about this one. This is breaking news, okay? But the simple fact that House Democrats picked this morning to release this, again, the political animals, I gotta choose my words carefully. I was gonna say throw them off a cliff. No, I wouldn't do that. But you get the idea. It infuriates me. We need this shutdown to end. We need this vote to happen. And we need to all move on. And then this happens. Folks, follow your news today. And just remember that term, the political animals.
By the way, I apologize. I was in a heated moment when I said that all Democrats eat cranberry sauce and fruitcake. I didn't mean it. I apologize. Folks, have a great Wednesday. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. Fox Sports.